This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch and recap the novelas of our childhood / adolescence and talk shit about them as we recap the episodes.
Yes. And it has been a while.
Yeah. So sorry about that. But we have been having a summer.
Yeah. Yeah. It has been a summer.
An eventful summer.
Full of disease. Homework for
yeah.
you studying. I mean,
yeah.
Disease, that was me.
I've also had diseases.
But yeah, thank you for sticking through us through this break. And we're recording this before, so I'm assuming you stuck through us through this break.
Yeah.
And thank you.
So thank you. Thank you. Summer will be over when this comes out.
Yes.
But yeah, we're back with another episode of Teresa. Today we are talking about
95?
Yeah, I was going to say, I wrote episode 93, but I know it's not 93, so I don't know why I wrote that. It is episode 95, yes.
Already five away from
100. I have a summary for you.
Okay, give it to me.
All right. Teresa and Arturo are still honeymooning. Ruben's life finally falls apart, the moment we've been waiting for.
Woo!
Esperanza remains hospitalized. Juana deals with Humberto's absence, and an absentee mother makes an appearance. Okay, so we start off this episode with a shirtless Arturo. And, you know, since it had been a while, I didn't remember how the last one finished, so.
It has been a while. Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, he's shirtless, sleeping on the couch, sexy music in the background.
Oh, no, sorry. I remember. It's because him and Teresa were in a fight. She sleeps on the couch. Isn't it when this happened? And then he moves her back to the couch and then he goes.
Yeah. So then, and I think the last one did end with her staring at him. So it picks
all
up
lovingly.
Right, yeah. Right where it left off. But with sexy music this time. So yeah, she wakes him up. He's like, what? What's wrong? And she's like, I'm ready to fall in love with you. And they start making out.
No, that's how it ended.
Oh, okay. With them making out. I don't remember
I'm pretty
that.
Sure because I kind of recall those words of like, I'm ready to fall in love with you.
All right, makes sense because we do usually start off where the last episode ended.
Yeah.
So it's the next morning and then we see Hernan. He barges into an office where Mariano and Aurora are chatting and he's furious. He apologizes for interrupting. He tells Mariano that he filed a restraining order against Ruben, Mayra, and Aida.
All three.
Yeah, all three of them. Fuck them all, he said. Don't step foot in this hospital. If you're dying, go to another hospital. Don't come here.
I don't want to see you, your wife, your daughter near me and my son again.
And whatever, we leave them. So we're back to Teresa and Arturo, but she stops their makeout session and she's like, never mind. I feel like she's doing this on purpose. Like, her feelings are obviously valid, but I feel like she's doing it on purpose to mess with him.
Yeah,
she probably is.
Yeah.
So yeah, she tells Arturo that she can't do this. She can't help but feel the pain from, you know, his affair. So then they talk about that a little bit and he agrees to give her more time. And now we're in La Vecindad. So we see Patty telling Refugio and Juana about dropping Humberto off at the bus station. Juana's sad and Refugio's like, okay, bye to Patty so she can leave and they can talk in private. And yeah, they talk about Humberto and Refugio, of course, is on Humberto's side.
Of course.
Yeah. And I did think it was funny that Juana was like all crying, right? And she's all like, he didn't even say goodbye. And then if we can, it's like, you're getting married to another man. And then Juana's like, okay, and?
And, bitch, and.
I can still be sad about this. Then we see Arturo and Teresa. They're talking some more. And they're just talking about the importance of communication and honesty. And they agreed to be more transparent with each other. So Teresa tells Arturo that she wants things to get better, but she can't just jump into being intimate again. And I don't think valid. I wrote this part.
Valid.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's valid. Can't remember if we leave them or this happens right in the same scene. But either way, I didn't write it down. But Teresa's like saying this and then like in a more like mad or angry tone after that, she's all like, I can't help but think about what's her name? I already forgot her name.
Paloma.
Paloma, yeah.
How could you forget Paloma?
I know. I was like, R.I.P., I don't remember you. But it was funny because they were like talking openly and then she gets hella serious and mad like hella fast. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, wow.
So then we see Refugio and Juana again. Refugio is encouraging Juana to go after Humberto. And I just really need Juana to stop. Like, just stop.
Like, get over this man. He is garbage.
Yeah.
Please.
Like, please. I don't even understand why she's so upset over this.
I couldn't tell you.
I hate it. I'm just like, stop. I don't care about this. Like,
honestly, she should be happy because this man is garbage and he just stormed barges. I could go on and I will not.
Yeah, you're right. We
hate him. That's it.
Talked enough about everything we hate about him. True.
But I will go on if it needed now.
So then Refugio tells Juana that it's her fault anyway that Humberto left because she's getting married. And then I was like, shut the fuck up, Refugio. Like, why can't you ever just be a friend? Just be supportive. Like, friends don't always need to hear, even though you're right. They don't always need to hear you being right. Like,
you watched How I Met Your Father, right?
Yeah.
When, man, I don't know their names in the show, but when Hilary Duff and Francia are like, okay, do you want like good advice or bad advice or whatever, good or bad, and then, or support. I don't remember the exact words. Yeah. And so then when she's like support, then she's like, all right, she says the opposite of what she's going to say. And she's like really nice and almost too nice and supportive. And that's what we need from Refugio.
She needs really to check in on Juan and be like, what do you need as a friend? You know, what do you need right now? But instead she's like, this is your fault, you dumb bitch.
Basically, like, those are her almost exact words. Not really, but yeah.
Fuck, where was I? So yeah, she tells Juana that it's her fault because she's getting married to another man and that she should have just told them that she couldn't have kids. Hate her. And then we see Aurora and Mariano se ponen a chismear about Hernan debriefing. You know, when something happens, like, you know, you're with another coworker or another friend, a third person comes, says something outrageous or something, you know, dramatic.
Leaves and then you talk about it.
You need to debrief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Debrief. That's a good word for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're debrief. Can't say that word.
Debriefing. Yeah. They're debeefing.
Debriefing. Debeefing.
That can apply as well.
They're debriefing about it. And Mariano. I'm just annoyed with Aurora because she's still trying to make Mariano talk to Aida. And it's like, stop, Aurora. Stop trying to make this happen. Like, he doesn't want to talk to her. He doesn't need to talk to her. She's the worst too. Yeah. There's no need. Like, he literally wished death upon his best friend's baby and then assaulted his best friend. Like, there is no conversation needed.
Causing
it's over.
The almost death of said baby and his best friend. Like, come on. Mm-mm.
So then we see we're back in La Vecindad. Patty barges back in and she gives it a... I'm pre-laughing because of how this scene played out. So Patty barges back into the apartment and she gives Refugio and Juana some letters that Humberto left for them. And so we see Juana reading her letter. And as she's reading the letter, we hear Humberto's voice reading the letter, right? And then his face.
So funny. I was dying when I saw that.
And is this the right word? His face is superimposed onto the letter? I don't know.
Yeah, you could say that because his face is right there floating.
It's like a green screen situation, like his head, his face.
I would say
is
more
on
so that it's
the letter transparent and you see the words, but you see his face on the letter.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Ridiculous.
my God. It's worse than the time we saw Teresa's floating head in Profe's like flashback or thoughts, whatever
that
was.
This is worse. This is much worse. It looks worse. I don't know what they thought they were doing here. So in summation, his letter, he says that he's not fleeing, that he loves Juana, and he hopes the doctor can make her happy. But of course, he does fat shame the doctor in the letter. And then he's like, okay, but honestly, I'm jealous of him and I want to be like Hector so that you could be with me and not with him. And then he's like, but don't forget when I would sing to you. And then like he sings.
In his letter.
Yeah. So annoying, whatever.
Did he like write down lyrics in his letter?
I think so.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Because I'm like, weird. Okay.
Remember when we used to share a phone? And
This song is vaguely reminding me.
Huh?
I'm vaguely remembering, but no, I need you to finish this.
Okay, okay. So yeah, we used to share a phone for a while because you worked and I didn't work for like 2 years. What was I doing? I don't know. I was mooching off of you. I was like, oh, Christina bought new clothes. Oh, Christina bought a phone.
With her chicken barn money.
Yeah. Hanging out your job doing nothing but distracting you.
Yeah. It was better than our brother who would go there for food and use my employee discount. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't use it again because my job was so stingy.
So, yeah, this was the time period that I'm referencing. Yeah. But we shared a phone and then we ran into some guy from high school that I think he used to like me in high school, but I never really liked him. And he was a short.
He was short, yeah. None of the short kings, but he was...
No, but it was not a short king. No. That's why I stopped myself. I was going to say short king, but no, he was just short.
Not king material, no.
More like a Napoleon complex, even though I heard Napoleon wasn't actually that short. And so that whole phrase is not really... Wow. Yeah, I listened to a podcast about
it. Which one?
Hold on, let me find it because I'm not going to remember the name. It's like the medieval times history one.
Medieval times history?
Yeah, like... My God, where the hell is it? Vulgar History.
Oh, the one I edit.
Yeah, there was it.
I love their hate for Napoleon. It's so funny.
Well, I listened to one of those because I was like, I can get behind this. And yeah, they were like, he wasn't actually that short for the time. Like,
I should remember that. Yeah.
But anyway, this guy was not a short king. Nothing against short kings out there. But when, you know, he just was not a. Anyway,
no,
we ran into him one time, like reconnected, whatever, gave him our number, but in a friend way, not in any other way. And then he starts texting both of us, trying to like talk, you know, to both of us, but not in a friend way, even though, you know, that's what we wanted.
Yeah, it's like first he asked for our number and wanted to like talk to you. And then when he noticed that you weren't listening to him, then you're like, well, what about you? And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah,
you're just trying to like flip flop here. Like, oh, it doesn't matter which twin.
Whatever, they're twins. They look the same. And then he texted us, and I don't remember who it was supposed to go to, like you or me, but lyric by lyric. There's that one song, some Spanish song, I don't remember. So yeah, that's just what it reminded me of.
And this is when like texts were like not unlimited.
Uh-huh.
So that must have cost them a pretty penny.
So yeah, Humberto's annoying. So then we see Patty and Johnny. They're wondering how Esperanza is doing. And Johnny mentions that he's going to go work the taxi after visiting her at the hospital. And they just talk about he thinks that Patty should go back to school to finish high school.
Oh, she didn't finish high school.
I guess not. Yeah, she dropped off.
Oh, she was locked in her room. Him.
Oh, no. Yeah, she was locked in her room.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It was before that.
Yeah, because she was going to school and then they attempted to quote unquote kidnap her, and so he was like, you're not going to school anymore.
Yeah,
which is illegal.
Yeah, it is. And then they get all flirty and Refugio walks in on them. I was like, gross, I don't want to see this. So then Mariano meets with Esperanza, tells her that she's doing better, and Esperanza's like, listen, I know, like, because I guess at this point, I don't know, he hasn't fully broken up with her. They just had a fight. I don't know. I hope they're broken up with. But anyway, she's like, I know you're like with Aida or whatever, but I'm not going to put up with Aida and Ruben's shit anymore. And then we see Hernan visiting Ruben and he's yelling at him over what Aida's done. And Ruben doesn't even know what happened, honestly. But he tells Ruben that if Esperanza loses a baby, he's going to take legal action. I was like, whoa, as he should.
Yes.
So then Mariano and Hector are talking about Esperanza and how she's stable now. And then Mariano also mentions that he wants permission from him for him, Mariano, and Aurora to go work on a project in Acapulco. And then they talk about more dispensary stuff or dispensario. It's, I don't think that's the right word. The clinic.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe if they do end up going to Acapulco, that's where they're going to get together finally, maybe.
I think so.
I don't remember how or when it happened. So then we see Aida barging into Ruben's office. They start yelling at each other and she is reclamándole about him omitting the fact that he is the father of Esperanza's baby. So they argue back and forth. And then we see Genoveva at the hospital. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there? And she asks Aurora how Esperanza is doing. And she pretends to do it on Aida's behalf because Aida feels so bad about it. But, you know, obviously can't show her face there again. And then she even offers to pay for all, you know, the best medical care to save the baby. And it's like, okay, you're a little overinvested now. This is weird to an outsider who doesn't know your plot. This looks weird and suspicious. Yeah.
Very suspicious.
And Aurora's like, it's not about the money. Like, we're doing the best that we can with what we have here at the hospital. Like, you know. And I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you so invested?
Why are you offering money? Like, why do you care? You don't even know her. Like, what?
Yeah.
So then back to Aida and Ruben arguing. She threatens to tell Maida the truth. And he's like, no, please don't. And then we leave them.
No, please.
So Juana is chatting with Aurora. Aurora mentions her feelings for Mariano again, now that they're starting to come back or whatever, now that he's broke up with Aida. And Juana's like, you should go for him and stop thinking about other people. Like, stop.
Yeah.
And Aurora's like, I can't do that to Aida. She's been a good friend. And Juana's like, really? Seriously? I wouldn't trust her if I were you. And I'm like, yes, Juana, the voice of reason here.
Yep.
So after this, Mayra walks in on Aida and Ruben arguing. And Ruben still tries to cover it up. He's like, well, oh, Aida's just telling me about some work problems. And then Aida's like, no, stop lying. And she tells Mayra the truth. The baby is his, that he's been lying this whole time. And Mayra, of course, loses it. But we leave them before she loses it. So then Juana tells Aurora that she should go to Acapulco and take that opportunity to get close with Mariano. And then Hector walks in on them. Aurora leaves and he starts talking to Juana about getting married as soon as possible because there's no point in delaying things. And Juana's like,
what's his rush?
Yeah, I don't know. So back to Mayra. She's hitting Ruben with the purse, calling him names, desgraciado, blah, 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 this and that. Yeah, ratas dos patas. Jinx. And that she never wants to see him again. So after this, we leave them. We see our novela father, but he has a bad take for once.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, of course, we're talking about Don Ramon.
Yeah.
So him and Mariano are talking and he is on Aida's side. He's all like, think about it from her point of view.
You know, I think he's letting his blindness. His
literally
dislike for Teresa blinding.
The same thing. Yeah.
I'm not saying this right.
He's letting his hatred for Teresa blind him.
Yes. And that's why he has a bad take on this.
Yeah. So he tells Mariano that he should be more understanding. Then he does admit, I just, you know, I can't help but think how much happier you were with Aida. So that's why I'm saying all this. So he knows his take is bad, I think. So after this, we go to Aurora's house and some lady is there to meet with her. And Aurora's like, I was told you were looking for me. And the lady's like, sí, hija. And I was like, oh. So we finally meet Aurora's absentee mother.
Yeah, absentee mother.
Vanessa is her name.
Okay.
And then we leave them. So then we're back to Refugio and Juana. Refugio's complaining about still not hearing from Teresa. And I'm like, okay, it's been a little longer now. I think she should probably call the chicken.
She could call. Yeah.
Yeah.
A quick message via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing, but.
So then they also talk about Juana, and Juana says she's going to make it work with Hector because she's gained a daughter in Aurora. And then we leave them. So Mayra has her house staff move Ruben's stuff out. And then her and Aida just talk about Ruben's bullshit.
Okay.
And then we're back to Aurora and her mother. So Aurora obviously wants to know why Vanessa left and demands answers. Yeah, she's like, where have you been? Why did you leave? What the fuck are you doing here?
All the questions.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
Mm-hmm. But then we leave them before Vanessa, you know, can answer. And Mayra and Aida are talking, and Mayra wants Aida to still have a relationship with her dad. With Ruben. And Aida's like, no, why would I want a relationship with him? He's a liar. Like, all he's done is lie.
Yeah. And again and again to her personally. It's not just between the parents now.
And he involved Aida in all of this too. Yeah, so, I am with Aida here.
same.
And then they're like, Amida's like, at least we know the truth now, and he can't surprise us with any more audacity, but but he has a lot of audacity left to give.
He does. Or to take, I don't know.
No, he has audacity to give.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's his years-long affair with Genoveva.
They don't know about that yet. Yeah.
And also their embezzlement of Mayra's company. Money. Yeah, and her money. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of surprises in his pocket. So then we see Vanessa and Aurora. Vanessa tells Aurora that she should calm down and they can talk about all of this another day. So she's being dismissive. About Aurora or over Aurora's feelings. And she's like, just wants her forgiveness. And it's like, bitch, what? Right. You've been gone.
You gotta give to receive.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way, honey.
Give, and give to receive.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of missing years.
Mm-hmm. So then we leave them, and Ruben tells Genoveva, everything's fucked now.
Everything's ruined.
He's like, I really thought that, he's like, I didn't really love her, but I just always thought Mayra was gonna be there for me no matter what. And I was like, oh my god, you're horrible.
Oh my god, you suck.
Yeah. And he hates that he's not gonna have access to her money anymore. So Genoveva decide that they have to pressure Fernando to finish the Luna Turquesa project so that they can use that money to cover up the money they stole from Mayra. So I'm sure that won't work out. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then we leave them back to Aurora and her mom. And Aurora really dishes it out to her mom. She's like, you were never there for me. Growing up, I always wondered where my mom was. You missed all my firsts, all this and that. You know, she really, you know.
Lays it to her.
Yeah. And yeah, she always like wanted her mom by her side, and then it's not easy to forgive. And then we leave them again. We're back to Ruben and Genoveva talking about the baby that's not theirs.
Talking about their not baby.
Yeah. The baby they plan to kidnap. And Genoveva was like, I hope she doesn't lose the baby. And then Ruben warns Genoveva. He's like, don't obsess over this too much. But it's a little too late for that, Ruben. She is full blown. Like,
she is, yeah.
She's obsessed. Not even trying to like cover her tracks or anything. She's being hella suspicious all over town. So we're back to Aurora and Vanessa. Vanessa turns to leave, and she's like, okay, like, you know, I can tell you're, you know, this is overwhelming. I'll be here in town, you know, if you want to call me. And she gives Aurora her number.
How dare she?
Yeah. But then Aurora's like, never mind, stay. And then, So then they hug. But I don't trust this lady. Like, something's wrong with her. First of all, where the fuck you been? All of a sudden, why?
Why don't you answer any questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we leave them again as they're hugging. Patty tells Juana and Refugio that Joni wants her to finish school, and she's like, but I want to work, blah blah, who cares. And then we're back to Aurora and her mom. Aurora's like, we have a lot to talk about, and with my dad too. And she asks what happened between them, but Vanessa doesn't want to talk about Hector. I don't know, I forgot exactly what Vanessa says, but basically Aurora's like, okay, but your whatever relationship issues you had affected me too, because you left me also. So I basically, she has a right to know what happened. Yeah. And then while they're talking, Mariano gets there, and he's like, oh, I can see you're busy, like, I'll leave. But then Vanessa's like, no, I'll leave instead. And she does end up leaving. And then we leave Mariano and Aurora So then we see Esperanza and Hernan at the hospital. Esperanza's like, when can I go home? And they're just talking, whatever, it doesn't matter. So then we're back to Aurora and Mariano. And Mariano, rightfully, is concerned about, you know, the sudden appearance of this woman. He's like, how do you even know she's your mom? And then he's like, why didn't she come sooner? Like, you know, was she getting out of this? Like, what was going on? And then Aurora's like, just be happy for me. And then she's like, I'm not going to start questioning her too much because she's going to run away again and I need to know. So I could see that also, like, wanting not to pressure the mom a little too much because she's a flight risk.
That's true.
She already left for her whole life.
She'll do it again.
I'm sure she will. So after this, we see Ruben and Madeo. And Ruben's telling him about the marital issues. But he's like, don't let Mayra look over the account until I work things over with her. So he still thinks there's a chance. But it seems pretty final to me. So then, So then Aida gets there. She's ready to fight. She's ready to throw hands. And he's like, please, daughter. And she's like, no. I'm not here as your daughter. I'm here as a lawyer.
Whoa.
She's representing Mayra in the divorce proceedings.
Oh my God. That sounds like
sounds like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds unethical.
Yeah. And the episode ends with her serving him with a divorce.
Also, that's not supposed to be. I thought it had to be like some random like third party person, like because it's always like some random messenger in like a costume and movies.
I don't
stuff.
Think it does have to be.
Okay,
it's just usually easier to not have people involved. But yeah, this is where the episode ends. I mean, there was a lot of telenovela things that happened this episode. Mayra blowing up at Ruben.
That shit was wild.
Yeah. Absentee parents appearing out of nowhere.
I was going to say the reappearance of a parent that has been gone
for decades.
The crying letter, the document read in someone else's voice.
The cheesy
montage or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you call effect. That. Teresa and Arturo making out, which is the only time we saw them, really. They didn't appear much.
Wow. Yeah.
This episode, yeah.
I think those are it, basically.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
What a fun episode. Oh, my God.
It was. It was a good one. So we'll see what happens next episode.
Yeah.
Chisme-wise, I don't have anything, but I feel like a lot of stuff has happened.
Was there stuff you wanted to address?
I think just mention. Like, I don't have notes or anything on
Okay,
on
well, at this, the time this comes out, it's going to be long over.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why I just wanted to, you know.
Okay. Just talk about a little bit of it. All right. It.
Yeah. So a lot has been happening in the chisme world.
Yes.
I mean, there's Lizzo and that wild lawsuit.
Yeah.
Just something we'll keep our eye on. Maybe there'll be, I'm sure there'll be a new development by the time this episode comes out.
I think so.
Ariana Grande and SpongeBob. That's been hilarious.
Wow. That's been wild. I'm sure there'll also be another development. Like they're not together
anymore. She's going to leave them. Yeah.
Yeah. By the time this comes out. The Do We Know Them episode on that was so funny.
Yes.
All the SpongeBob references were hilarious.
Hilarious. And yeah, I mean, I feel mean because, you know, I really try not to be mean anymore. But.
Me too. We were mean girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel bad about it.
Yeah. And it just, I'm just like really questioning Ariana here. Like,
yeah, what's up with that? I mean, like the blame doesn't lie solely on her, obviously, because this man.
No. I mean, he was a married one. I'm just talking about like in appearance wise. Like like, why would you do all this?
Yeah. For such an ugly man.
Yeah. Like, I would get it. Yeah. At least like you'd understand a little bit more if he was like hot.
Even that man's wife is too good for him.
Yeah. Even that woman. I don't know why I said like that. Even her.
Lily, I think her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why are you with him? Why is anyone with him?
Yeah. Shocking.
Yes. So I was with my friends the other day. And they are into like newer Mexican music, which I'm not too much into. But there's this group of kids from Washington.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yaritza y Su Esencia or something like that.
Yeah. This song. Wait, no, this is the cover they made. They're making fun of them because I guess they were in Mexico performing recently. Did you hear about this? I feel bad for these.
Yeah, they should. They need media training.
Yeah.
You know, they need the same media training that Selena had. The exact same one, because she's also a nosabo or like a bocha, you
but
know.
She was charming.
Yes, no, no, that's what I'm saying. They need help because...
Let me send this to you. Hold on.
Their asses... They were asked, how has Mexico been treating you?
I wish I knew you knew about this, because then I would have sent you these sooner, and I'm sure you've come
across I have been keeping up with this on TikTok. I mean, they blew up because of TikTok.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I know.
Okay. Well, wow. Next time, fill me in.
Yeah, my bad. I thought I had been sending you memes about it, but I guess not.
No.
Although, I will say the memes got very racist very fast, and I hate it.
I haven't come across any racist memes. I've only seen, like, funny ones. So, basically, these kids were in Mexico, and...
Oh, yeah. I started to say it. They were asked, how has Mexico been treating you? And instead of answering the question, they said...
All the things they don't like.
We don't like it. We don't like... There's no chicken nuggets. The food is not spicy enough, I think the oldest one said. Well,
and it was like contradictory because the oldest one said he likes spicy food and here the food is not as spicy or whatever. And then the other one, the other boy said that he didn't like it because he only likes... And then he forgot the word for chicken in Spanish. He's like, a mí me gusta el chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These kids, they need help.
I think that people are being way too harsh on them. They're little fucking kids. Like, leave them alone. Way too harsh.
They also obviously misunderstood the question.
Yeah.
Because they don't know Spanish. So please, somebody help them. Oh my God.
Help the Nosav kids. They just don't know.
They don't know, and they're making all the other Nosavo kids look worse. When finally, I think they were getting a little more understanding than
they
these
were getting
three.
A little break, and then these three go and ruin it all for them.
yeah. And then she said, or she made a fuchi face at like the soda in bags, and it's like, who cares how you were getting the soda? I don't. It's better in a bag. Like whatever, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, I mean, I wonder, this is also on the parents for...
This is 100% on the parents, because when our parents would talk about their countries, they'd be like, oh, and the drinks, they give it to you in a bag and it's so fresh. And we'd be like, that sounds great. I want bags and a drink.
Yeah.
Drinks in a bag.
I guess if you never talk to your kids about what your home country is like...
And you don't get them excited for
it. They get a culture shock, which is not really ever a good thing.
No. And nobody prepared these three Nosabo kids.
Yeah.
Did they have a translator with them? I don't think so. Oh, my God. Yeah. And the memes that I saw, some of them were getting pretty racist.
Well, I just sent you one that it's like a video. I think their song's playing. Yeah. Their song is playing. And then it just says, ahorita vengo, voy pa Washington. Quiero probar la comida con más sazón que la de México.
Where did you send it on? Oh, on
Instagram. And I was just dying because when I was talking about it with my friends, I was like, I've been to Washington.
Yeah. And they're from like Yakima region. Yeah. So where the farms are at in Washington. So, but like, please, the Mexican food here doesn't even compare to California.
I know. And much less to actual Mexico.
Nos gusta comer chicken nuggets.
So, yeah, I mean, I just thought that was funny, but I do feel bad for them. And people are blowing out of proportion. But some Mexicans, they just get so mad.
Yeah, they really do. One of the comments is like, I don't know, I'm in Washington. I don't know where they're eating because like the food here is not it. And it's true. It'll blow over, I'm sure, at some point. But right now, these kids are getting it.
Yeah, and I hope it does blow over for them and that they keep making their music and everything.
And I hope that they get some freaking media training and that they have a translator with them at all times. These kids should not be allowed to talk to Mexican media by themselves.
All they need to do is watch Selena's interviews and just learn from her.
That's exactly what they need. Yeah.
And
get on Duolingo, maybe. Babbel.
They need help.
Yeah, because
send help.
El chicken. Oh my God. I can't. Okay, it's funny though. It is.
Yeah,
funny.
It is. And yeah, I mean, I feel bad for them though. I mean, they don't know better. They really don't know better.
No, they're young. I don't know how old the oldest one is, but the girl, she's the young.
She looks young. And then the oldest one just looks like, you know, those teenagers that they look young. They all look young.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's all the chisme I had.
Yeah.
Same. At some point, I want to do a deep dive on what did I tell you? Oh, Anuel, because he's trash. So.
Yeah.
I really want to talk shit about him.
He's also fugly.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did see that his ex, Yailin, is either with, I think I heard she's with Tekashi 6ix9ine, who also is trash.
Mommy told me that.
Our mother would.
Yeah. Well, she knows. She's in the know.
She's in the know. She, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She told me that. And I was like, when she told me, I was like, ew, that man is even more trash.
And I literal guess Tekashi was like trying to argue or start fights with Anuel about Anuel being like, you know, domestic violence perpetrator. And I was like, excuse me, Tekashi's like the same or worse.
Worse. I mean, he's a literal rapist.
Well, yeah. They both have been.
Oh, they both.
Sexual abusers of underage
girls. Both of them. Okay, yeah. I only knew about Tekashi, so gross. Yeah. They just both are terrible then.
Yeah, two of the same cloth or boys. Whatever, however that saying goes. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, but two like cut from the same feather. Tree or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're fish that live in the same tank. No, that's not a word.
Two birds from the same nest. Eggs from the same carton.
Passengers in the same car. We're just naming things that go together. Let's stop.
We're just being stupid now.
It's time to end it.
You're right. Our brains, they stop working. This is when we know it's time to end. So yeah, thank you everybody for putting up with our break. Sometimes we need a little break to catch up. A little summer vacay. But yeah, thank you again, everyone, for listening. And remember.
Sorry. No, I think you're the one that says it. And I keep trying to say it. The past like 10 episodes, I'm like, I remember, but it's supposed to be you.
Well, I think we switch off sometimes. But anyway, remember. Entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.
Bye.